Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Boner Planet Podcast. Tonight it's myself, Dave Thomas, along with Tim Mazzarana. Always talking fun archery stuff and the great archery people in the industry. Tonight we have Bryant on from America's Best Bowstrings. Bryant, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great. So tell us about America's Best Bowstrings. I mean, literally, are they the best bowstring? Because the name just indicates to me that they are.
Gotta be.
Obviously, there's a reason that best is in there, and it's America's Best. So yeah, it was pretty bold statement by our owner. But I would like to think that we stand behind that firmly, as we believe we make some of the best custom bowstrings out there in the market.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been around? How long has ABB been around?
ABB's been around since 2006. Jerry started doing strings, and he named that company America's Best Bowstrings, started doing strings out of a little shop close to his house. And then he opened up a pro shop and just started selling strings out of the pro shop there. And then after a while decided, let's just take this full time, closed down the pro shop, sold it, and then went on and just decided we're going to go full steam ahead with just strings. So
awesome.
So is there any, I don't usually follow the bowstring game in the industry, so I don't know the ups and downs or like how it works. So is one of the goals to get onto a bow platform, like a Matthews, a Bowtech? I mean, is that one of the goals? Is it kind of like a thing that you guys try to do? And do you do that now? Is that something that happens?
So we do work with manufacturers. I mean, it's always a goal to have your product on a manufacturer. So that's what that is it's a compliment to us and what we do that manufacturers believe in our product to put it on their bow. It is definitely a goal to work with them and have great relationships, especially with manufacturers. Our biggest goal, honestly, is just to make the best custom bowstrings we can and serve our customers to the highest customer satisfaction that we can. And that's from our OEM manufacturers, our dealer shops that we are in, and then as well as our retail customers that we serve every day.
I love that. It's like the old adage, good business breeds good business, right? If you're doing the right things, business is going to come because you're doing the right things. So walk us through your lineup, because you guys do bowstrings for different types of bows, right?
Yeah, so we build across pretty much every platform, and we build for compounds, we build for crossbows, and we build for traditional equipment. That's kind of really coming on strong as traditional equipment, but our bread and butter is compound bows. And with that, and for compounds and crossbows, we offer three grades, which is our Platinum, Premium, and Pursuit series. So we simplify it to a good, better, best platform. Our best option is our Platinum series, our mid grade is our Premium, and then our Pursuit level is what we would consider an entry level, a good custom string to get into if you're not familiar with custom strings and what they can do for you and your bow.
Go ahead, Dave.
How does it work? So like, say I want a set of bowstrings for my Bowtech Revolt. How does that work? I mean, do I have to select a certain one? Like, how would I know what to get, I guess?
So it's, it's pretty simple. I don't want to say simple, but there's a lot of different ways that you can place an order. What we recommend is always go into your local pro shop. If you have a local pro shop, go in there and support those local shops. Those guys are going to be able to give you hands-on information and show you, you know, what bow, you know, what the bow would require. They're going to be able to give you opinions on and recommendations on what string series may be really good for you. But let's just say, for example, you don't have a local pro shop anywhere around you. You can go on our website at americasbestbowstrings.com and you can start to go through there. We have a very expansive bow builder where you can go in, select the string that you're interested in, and then select your bow and model. And then you can go through and custom design that string as you see fit. So you can play around with the colors. You know, if you want to check out, maybe compare a platinum to a premium or a pursuit, you can do that. But it's a pretty simple process. We tried to make it as simple as we could and as non-confusing when you're on that website to just, so for your case, a Bowtech Revolt, you said, you'd go in, select Bowtech as your manufacturer, go into your Revolt series, and then select the string series you want to go with, and then just start picking out your colors from there.
I'm half paying attention, not really. I am actually paying attention because I'm on there right now, kind of customizing it.
So and am I.
You're not wrong. I mean, you guys have brands of bows I forgot even existed.
Yeah, because they have to. Yep. You know, people still have them.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, it's unbelievable the older equipment that is still out there and guys absolutely believe in. They don't want to upgrade. Like, it may be a bow that was passed down to them from their dad or somebody, or you know, they might have found it. They want to get into archery. They find it at a garage sale or a yard sale, something like that, or a pawn shop even. And they'll go in and they're like, this is what I want. Is there any way we can get strings for it? We have such a large library that we should be able to take care of you. And if we don't have the specs on it, we're going to do our darndest to find out if we can custom fit the strings for you, get based off of information that we can gather.
It is. I can tell these color combinations are pretty awesome. I mean, you just looking at what I'm looking at right now, you can pick the serving color and then you can pick two different strand colors, right? So, I mean, you could literally come up with, I don't know if you guys have done the math on it, but it's got to be thousands and thousands of combinations.
Oh yeah. There's a ton of color combinations there. I think that I last counted out, we were definitely, like you said, I mean, there's a lot of color options to go with. Now on the website, you can select up to two colors. And you can select your serving color for the Platinum and Premium series. However, we are starting to do pinstripe options. So you can do a tri-color, third color option in there.
No way.
Which will be available once we have our website. We're currently working on to redesign a little bit. But you can order directly over the phone with us for a pinstripe option. There's an additional charge. Or you can even ask your local pro shop if you wanted to do a third color option. We can absolutely do it. We can make it happen.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I think the increase in bow sales that we've seen over the last year may not be due to people hunting more. It may be due to these bowstring options, because I don't know if I could decide. I would have to buy another bow just so I can have the bowstrings that I like.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some guys. I mean, I've got a couple of great guys on staff that they've got a couple of different models, and they do a different color, a different setup, and a different customization option for everything. So it's really cool to be able. We're like working in a candy shop, man. We're super custom and it's really fun. Like, we build a great performance product. The product has to perform, but how cool is it that like we can take all these different colors that you can think of in your head and we can send those colors out to you to give you your own personal flair on that string?
That's pretty cool, honestly. And in the compound, no, I'm sorry, not the compound side, the crossbow side of things, which I'm a crossbow guy by nature, you really don't hear of a lot of customization within the crossbow string world. Like, you usually hear it within compound, and it's pretty cool to see the designs that you can put on these things for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of goes back to it, is that we do build for crossbow. We do build for traditional equipment. Crossbow is a market that in some ways is kind of overlooked in some different areas and platforms. And we want to be able to look at that market and look at those customers and those shooters and those archers and hunters, and we want to be able to take care of them. So we do, it goes to with the Platinum, Premium, and Pursuit. It's the same thing across the board as our compounds. Those crossbow strings are going to be built like a compound, the same way with the series. So you're going to get those technologies that are involved. obviously with crossbows, one of the main concerns is your center serving can get a little bit roughed up and separate. So we have a process that we call DuraServe technology. And we tested that a couple of years ago to really try to eliminate a lot of that center serving wear. And so far it's held up pretty good. We're pretty excited about it. We can serve that center serving. If you're shooting a different nock and you know the fitment that you want on it, we can absolutely take care of that as well.
Awesome. Mentioned earlier about how the longbow or the traditional bow, you guys have been seeing more and more of that. We actually have been talking recently on some recent podcasts about how traditional is really making a comeback. And I don't know if you really call it a comeback as much as, you know, there's new people that are just getting into it. But how big of an increase have you guys seen in the traditional and longbow side?
I think it's a huge increase. And again, it's a market that's not very, I'll tell you what, traditional guys, those guys, they can't be BS'd. Like, it is for real. Those guys know their equipment, and it is somewhat basic. It's a stick and a string, you know, but those guys, they want the good product and they're very specific in what they want. So I think that it is making a comeback too, because you look at what a compound can do, and a compound can have its own challenge, especially if you're learning archery and you want to test yourself a little bit. Yep. But some guys are like, I want to try something new. I want a new challenge. So they'll go pick up a recurve. They'll go buy a recurve. And so you want to have a good string. Obviously the recurve itself it's challenging, but you want to have a good string to go with it. And in that traditional market, we have a couple different levels there. Our new one for this year was our Nomad series, which we came out with. And we worked with, guys like Aaron Snyder on that, who gave us some amazing feedback on it. And it helped us to be able to bring that to market. So we were super excited to be able to get something to those guys. And we've had tremendous feedback on that Nomad string. Guys will buy a couple at a time and they'll give us a call, and you know, it's good reviews. I don't want to sound like I'm propping us up all the time, but it's good to get those reviews, because those guys, like I said, you can't BS them. If they don't like it, they're going to let you know. And so far, our traditional strings have been doing great for us.
Yeah. You know what? You make a great point with that, because, you know, we talked a little bit about how, you know, I might just have to buy another bow to get a string put on that I like, and because I like two different, you know, color strings. When it comes to traditional, you know, almost all of those bows, I'm trying to think if I know of any that don't, but there's not a lot that don't break down, right? So every time you put that bow together, you're putting the string back on it. So it gives you the option to actually do what you said, which is buy multiple setups or multiple strings, either whether that's different series that you guys offer or whether that's different colors that you guys offer within that seam. Oh, yeah. You're able to switch it out every time. That's pretty Bingo. Cool.
Yep. Exactly. Like,
you know, we're working on some projects. Actually, I got to talk to you about this, because now I think I can team up with you guys on some of these things, because we've been like in the process of gathering old bows on purpose to redo videos on them, because we thought, you know, it would be really cool to go back through some of the history of some of the older bow models. But to be completely fair and honest, I'm scared to even shoot them, because I have no idea how long those strings have been sitting there dormant. So I'm like, I'm listening to you talk, and all I'm thinking about is, man, that Brownie Mantis, or man, that Matthews Ultralight, you know, like, they're, when I saw those names on that list, I'm like, oh, these guys can absolutely redo these strings
and absolutely
make this thing safe, right? Because I'm looking at these bows, like, they'd be a cool video, but then, like, I'm like, it would be cool, but what do I start with this, right? These things are going to blow up. I'm not going to break them, you know?
Bingo. So like, that's the great thing about strings. They can breathe new life into those older bows, and you can be confident. I can't tell you about the bow itself. I mean, if the cams are bad, or maybe a limb has started to crack or delam, something like that, you might want to have an inspection on it. But if you know that it's good to go and you just want to replace the strings out because maybe those strings are a little bit dry rotted or they're stretched out and you're going to have terrible performance with them and constantly having to tweak or tune or the peeps rotating on it, that's the great thing about strings. We can make a set of strings. It's going to breathe new life into that bow. Absolutely.
Awesome. Speaking of,
so that's an awesome sounding project. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys would like it. I think it'd be a good project for both of us, actually, because the bows are cool. They're like literally old. It'd be nice to just send the bow down to you guys and let you like look it over and, you know, do your video on it based on what we're going to do, but it'd be cool. But either way, we can talk about that offline. But are the things to look for, I guess, for an archer that, like, I don't know what to look for in a bad string. I mean, I obviously know if I see a nicked string, there's a problem from a broadhead or something, but what were some things that, you know, archers should look for to make sure the strings are good or not dry rotting, I guess?
So the biggest thing when it comes to a string, in my opinion, is there's a couple, I mean, there's a couple areas you want to look at. Obviously, like you said, if there's any strands that seem to be cut or like sticking out of the bundle, you want to keep an eye on something like that. If there's any fuzzing in the string, fuzzing can be somewhat normal, but you don't want that thing to be like looking like one of them woolly bears out, you know, in the fall. So you want to take a look at that. If it's not something that wax can necessarily clean up, you may want to look at that. Your servings and your end loop connections, you want to make sure those things are still looking clean and clear. If they're not, if they look a little suspect, especially at those end loop connections, you could have a partial dry fire, or, you know, the bow could blow up on you depending on what's happening there. We've seen that a couple times. Something else to look for is if you notice that that bow might be off its mark, you're losing poundage, and you maybe keep having to twist and tune and mess with the strings and cables to try to get it back or get your poundage back or just hit where you're supposed to, where you think you're hitting or where you were hitting. Those are things you want to consider as far as string replacement. If you, you know, those couple items there are the big ones off the bat. If your peep's twisting, if your peep keeps twisting, then that's telling us that the bundle is loose. So yet again, you're having more issues. You're going to have to keep playing with that peep. And it's just going to keep causing nightmares. So that's where a good string will take care of that.
What would be the industry recommendation for replacement time frame?
That is a fantastic question that I don't think there is a definite answer on it. But the recommendation, what we recommend is about every 2 to 3 years, it's worth looking into. Think of it like tires on your car. You don't want to keep driving around bald tires. So it's obviously good to check for replacement about every 2 to 3 years. Obviously some guys will shoot high volumes. When you're looking and you're shooting high volumes and like, I mean, a couple, you know, guys will shoot a couple hundred arrows a week, if not even a day. Some guys will do that. Yeah. You're shooting those high volumes. You might want to look at replacement about every year. Not to say that you have to do the every 2 to 3 year rule. If they're well taken care of and you're only shooting a little bit in the summer, maybe a little bit in the fall, prepping for hunting season, you could get away with having a set of strings last anywhere from like 5 to 8 years, depending on, you know, keeping it stored well, the bow stored well, you're in a climate controlled area, keeping dust off of it, you're keeping up with the wax on the string itself, light coats of wax, you never want to cake it on there. But those are some things you definitely want to take a look at, but we recommend about every 2 to 3 years.
Is that the same for crossbow? Or do you think crossbow will be sooner? Because it, I feel like with crossbow, there's so much power on that string the whole time. Like when you cock that thing, like Tim, right? He goes out there, he cocks that thing before he goes out sometimes. And he's sitting there and that thing's just revved, you know, for hours at a time. Even when it's not even shot, it's still under immense pressure for a long time. Is there a difference there, or is it not really? Or what, I guess, what's your thoughts on that?
So this is my opinion is, again, it kind of depends on the application. If you have an older style crossbow that is not as aggressive as some of these newer ones with as much poundage as they're pulling and what they're shooting, I would say you could get away with, again, a couple of years on that set of strings if they're well taken care of. You get into some of these newer model crossbows, these high-end flagship crossbows, I would say those are... you want to babysit those a little bit. And honestly, a lot of the guys that are shooting those things, they're totally fine with doing replacement every year. They want to make sure that they're taking care of that. I mean, let's face it, if it's a $2,000 piece of equipment, you want to make sure that you're taking care of it. Now, when we get into some of them bows there, we're talking about our Platinum series is a really good series to get into because of our fiber lock technology, which is ensuring the total stability of that string. So it's going to help from any elongation that should be happening. It's going to help keep.
You're talking about string stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. So with string stretch, stuff like that, we're keeping that string stable, which is keeping it. When it shoots, it's still going to come back. It's going to go right back into the position that it needs to be. That's something that we pride ourselves on is that fiber lock technology, especially for our Platinum series. It's specific to that series. But our strings down the line, they're still, we pre-stretch, we do take care of those, those things there. So even with the crossbows, it's dependent upon what that bow is doing, but I would say you're safe to go by. Like I said, every 2 to 3 years, I think you would honestly be okay.
Yeah, I know there's some actually crossbow companies out there that recommend that you replace them every 1 to 2 years because of the amount of pressure that's on there. And that's usually their, you know, their string that they're talking about. So yeah, I mean, it is really important to take a look at that. I mean, the like Dave said, the amount of pressure that some of those crossbow strings are being put on are absolutely ridiculous. What about, we talked about like kind of what to look for in regards to having a good string. What about proper maintenance? What do you recommend in regards to maintenance of the string? Is it just putting wax on there, you know, every couple of shots, or what do you guys
on, wax off?
So absolutely. Maintenance is definitely one of the, it's an easier thing with strings. It's a wax. I mean, you want to keep a good wax on it. You don't want to overcoat it with wax. It is, you know, and you want to make sure that you're just working a little bit into the fiber itself. You never want to do it when the string and the cables are damp, because then you're locking in that moisture, which is going to further deteriorate and dry rot that string. But it comes to, I mean, one thing I highly recommend is if, say, you're a whitetail hunter and you're going through a lot of brush and shrub to get to your stand location, or you're a guy out west and you're going through a lot of that low, you know, rocky, dusty, you know, shrub environment. Some guys will use like those bow slings that protect the strings themselves. That's something to think about there, because you don't always think about when that stuff, when you're walking through, that that's hitting that brush and that's hitting those strings, which could cause a cut on the strand, and could really mess a lot of that up. You're gathering dust on the string itself, which can, again, get in and make that string dirty and not a good situation. But even something as simple as if you're drawing back and you're wearing your sleeves, sometimes your string will start to like fuzz up where it's hitting your string when you're hitting your arm, when you're shooting, if you know, it happens to hit your sleeve or anything like that. Or if you're carrying on your backpack, it'll start to rub if, you know, depending on what it's holding on. So it's definitely something to think about, thinking about waxing it, but also thinking about, try to keep as little contact on those strings as you can. And sometimes those bow slings are fantastic to cover those up and help protect them when you're walking around the field.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I do love when Tim was talking about the colors. I do love that you have that option to mix and match. I do want to point out that, you know, it's really important that I think, you know, because when you're talking from, you know, your guys's quality bowstrings. But I do want to point out that sometimes when you buy a cheap crossbow, it comes with a Chinese string on there that will snap and can snap. And so the comments you're making are based on, I think, you know, with your quality of a string on a bow. I would recommend to anybody who buys a low-end crossbow to work with these guys to get a new string put on it, because we have had two or three or four crossbows explode from the strings alone in the past few years. And I don't know what from or how, but the odds are they're China-made bows. They put under a big brand name. They come from China. They don't have a good set of bowstrings or cables on them or whatever. And I'm thinking that's why, but we have had issues where they've snapped in process and just shooting just snapped, you know? So, and then the bow is pointless. You call them and it's a whole situation to deal with, right? So if I'm a consumer and I'm going to buy a cheap crossbow, I think it's best to do that. That's fine. But then I think you really, really should seriously consider the upgrade to the strings. It's just my opinion, but.
Absolutely. And we have, like I said, we have a string for just about anybody. We really do. And that it's a very important point that you made there about the string is unfortunately the string is sometimes the afterthought when bows are getting built. You know, we want to try to, they want, you know, a manufacturer may try to keep the margin down. And one of the places that they can do that is with a string. A string is a very important piece of the bow. I think that sometimes that gets lost amongst the flash of the, you know, some of these new bows and you have these other accessories such as sights and rests, and they're all fantastic. Everything works cohesively to with the bow and the equipment, but a string is often overlooked in my opinion, because people think it's just a colorful accessory. I don't really need to have it because my bow comes with one already and it should be good enough. It may do the trick. And a lot of, I should say that manufacturers are getting wiser to putting a better piece of a string or material on there. But what we do is we specialize in those strings. That's what we do. So we take pride in what we do. And we want to make sure that we are taking care of customers that are looking to buy. We obviously know that it's not necessarily a small investment to get a good high quality set of strings, but we can tell you that they are backed. Our Platinum series has a 2-year warranty against peep rotation, serving separation, and creep. The premium is backed by a one-year warranty, and our Pursuit series is backed by 6 months. So we do stand behind this product as best as we possibly can because we believe in it. It's been cycle tested and put to the test in the field, and it works.
Yeah, and you're not wrong either. I mean, I think it is one of the most overlooked things on a bow. But in that regards, I think it's the most important from a safety aspect, right? I mean, if a string goes, that's probably one of the most dangerous things that can happen when you're at full draw and a string breaks. So having a good quality string on there, not only forget about the look for a second, but from a safety aspect, if you have a good quality string on there, it makes a ton of sense to invest the money on it just purely from a safety standpoint.
Yeah. And a lot of people are buying these, people are buying the people say to me all the time, like, hey, I don't want expensive crossbow. It's the cheapest crossbow I can get, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I need it for my kid. I'm like, dude, get it for your kid. Like you don't want the cheapest crossbow you can buy. And to be honest, I mean, even the big companies who are making these bows I'm speaking of that have head breaks, they know about it and they're working to fix that. But the thing is they're not teaming up with guys like you to get it done right. You know what I mean? Like, hey, because they're trying to drive this cost down, right, to this low point, like you're saying, but they're missing the concept that there's a safety concern and a return issue, right, that's going to cost them more money in the longevity of this and make them also less, you know, people are going to less respect them less, you know, because they're having these crossbows break.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to name names, but there's brands that I've talked to the CEO of those brands saying, your crossbows keep breaking, your strings keep breaking, like literally. So what are you doing? You know, like you can't just have a 199 crossbow or 299 crossbow and not think that, hey, I need the right cables and strings on this thing. You know, it's a safety concern. And if there's kids involved, you know, someone's got to speak up, right? It's gotta happen.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank God you guys are out there, you know, fixing these issues and building a quality string that people can rely on. So it's really important.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the great thing is, I do think a lot of these companies are starting to understand that. Is that there is an importance there, a lot of it due to that safety issue. And you don't want to tick off your customers. We look at it like this. You have one opportunity to make a great first impression. We don't want to skimp to save a couple pennies. We absolutely do not. We want to make sure that we take that one opportunity and we want to floor you. We want to set the bar. We set the bar very high, but we want to make sure that we want to exceed that bar. We want customer satisfaction to be 110%. If your customer's not completely happy, then we fail. And we always say that we pride ourselves on customer satisfaction and communication. And if there is ever an issue where somebody has a problem or a question, call us. We ask you to please call us. We want to communicate. We have a great staff, a knowledgeable staff that wants to take care of the customer because we're customers too. We love to hunt. We love getting out there and shooting our bows. And we've been on that other side of the fence where maybe we did not get the service that we were looking for or hoping for. So we know all about it. We want to be able to kind of give a different experience when it comes to the purchase process or the question process, anything like that.
Are there any companies that, you could talk about that might actually already have your stuff standard right now that people, when they're buying something, they can, you know, just be like, hey, I can get these if I just buy this bow or this crossbow, whatever.
So we work with Obsession Bows. I do believe we are across the board with most of their bow lineups. And then we do work with PSE. We've had a long relationship with PSE and Obsession. I believe that we're on some of the price point, I guess you'd call them price point model bows. I believe like the Brute NXT, some stuff like that. I believe we're building strings for those models. There are a couple other players in the game that we've talked to. We've always been approached by manufacturers to kind of see. I mean, they always kick tires.
Yeah.
So it's great to know that they want to call us and see if we can make something happen. And we're always, like I said, we're always hopeful to have that business, and we want to be able to work with those manufacturers and have great relationships. But as it is right now, we work with PSE and we do work with Obsession. And hopefully there's more opportunity there as we go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, we get a lot of bows in here at our what we do for our test life series, and I'll name the strings if it says it on there, but I don't really think a ton about it. And that's why one of the reasons, like, I kind of, when you sent us the email to be on the show, I was really excited because I was like, yeah, I don't really think about bow strings very often, and I don't know why I don't. And this has opened my eyes a little bit, because now I'm going to pay a lot more attention to what's on each one. Just to see,
right, yeah.
What is on here? Is this like a homemade one, or is this like, where are they getting this from? Right, if it's not yours and it's not your competitors, whose is it? Right, I mean, like in you know what am I seeing? So that's a good point, and I think it's, you know, something that definitely needs to be looked at for sure.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I go into pro shops when I'm out and about in like different states or areas. And I like to see if that dealer, if it's a dealer that maybe has some of our strings on hand that I'm not super familiar with. And it's always cool to go out into different shops, and then you see our strings on the PSE bows or the Obsession bows. And
yeah, that's cool.
It's cool to see. It definitely is cool to see that.
Speaking of dealers, I know you guys exist, you know, a lot within the dealer network. How do people find out where you guys are offered?
So we do have a dealer portal on our website. You can go to americasbestbowstrings.com and check out that dealers page. There's a tab at the top that says dealers. You can type in your zip code or your city, and you can like select the radius to see if we have an authorized dealer in your area. We try to keep that as updated as possible with our dealers. Because yet again, we want to drive the customers to the pro shop. They are a wealth of knowledge. They're a trusted source. They know everything there is to know about the springs or the strings. We're in communication with them almost daily. So we always want to try to drive people to the pro shop. They're a great knowledge. I'm a firm believer in brick and mortar stores. I really am. I mean, it's something that's getting to be lost in a world of Amazons and online companies. Yes, we have an online business. We sell strings online, because sometimes you get out in, like, you know, maybe in Idaho or North Dakota, something like that, there might not be a string somewhere near you, or at least a dealer or a pro shop. So we do a lot of business when it comes to like areas like that. We want to be able to take care of those customers. But if you've got a pro shop somewhere in your area that's an authorized dealer, we absolutely want to send you there. We have great dealers, great relationships with them, and they know their stuff. They really do.
Yeah. And not to mention, I mean, if you're doing a compound or a crossbow, you're not getting that string on without a bow press, right? So if you don't have a bow press, you're going to have to go to your dealer anyway. So why not go to one of the dealers that supports the strings that you're selling? So absolutely.
I'll tell you what though, guys, I'm sure you've probably even heard this and seen this. So many gals as well, because ladies are getting into archery too. So I don't want to exclude them. But do it yourself, buying presses, learning how to do this stuff. There is more and more people that are getting into learning how to do it themselves. And sometimes we'll get those calls that say, hey, I got a press and I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to figure out. And sometimes, you know, we'll have to help coach them along as far as like the installation. It's fairly simple. We always say, again, if this is something that you're doing, the easiest way to learn is take one piece off at a time. You don't want to take them all off and then go, okay, now what do I do? Especially if you're not familiar with it. But the do-it-yourselfers are on the rise, and people are buying presses, and that's cool. It's cool to see. There's a wealth of knowledge out there on how to do installs and how to tune. But as again, I always say, check with the pro shops. The pro shops are a great wealth of knowledge to get in there, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. That's their business. So it's cool. The archery industry and outdoor industry itself is I think it's booming right now, and it's exciting, especially for us.
I love the customization idea, you know, and I agree with you. And I think that build up from the last 2 years now. So in 2020, we had a huge spike. In 21, we're still spiking, still going up. Hopefully it continues. We'll see where it plateaus. But I think all the people now who are listening to the show, who bought new bows, they look at this and they say, man, like that is kind of cool. I can like customize and get the best bowstrings I can get, right? And I'm getting these cool colors I really wanted. And people are starting to do it. I think you're starting to see people spend money on things that they wouldn't have before. I'm doing that. Like I've been buying dumbest stuff you can imagine. It's like all over the place. I've been getting pistols and like trying new things. And like, I'm like, oh, so like even this, right? I'm like, man, I'd like to send in my bow and redo this. You know, I mean, it's fun. It just seems like it's something people are doing more now, I think. And I think this is the time that people will respect this idea even more and try to upgrade, especially people like Tim who shoot crossbow, who might want to have that extra safety in their mind of which string is on this now. I'm going to look at it a little bit more detailed. Because God forbid, I don't want any issues with my kids shooting a crossbow, you know, so I want the best I can get. So no doubt about it. It's really important. And Brian, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And you know, everybody out there, America's Best Bowstrings, you can go to their website and customize your own. If you need to, you go to the dealer, have them do it for you. The pro shop most likely can, well, your pro shop can definitely change your strings for you. But, you know, I wouldn't do it yourself if you don't have some knowledge or whatever. Just don't be blowing up your bow on your, you know.
Right. Yeah. We don't want blow ups. Those are bad. Those are bad.
They're not news. Paying like, for that. So
practice you know, on your buddy's yeah. bow first. Never do your buddy's first. Bow.
You got it. You got it. Go find one of those older bows at a garage sale that we talk about. We'll learn on those and then we'll start graduating to those.
I love it.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for having us on. I can't say thank you enough. Really appreciate the opportunity to get on here and talk strings on your guys' platform with Bowhunter Planet. So thank you again. I really appreciate that.
Love it, man. No problem. Love having you on. Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.